friends this year should be a special schus. Avi Mari and Ima Ras Shichli Yosos Moshe Rebbe Peshadina Rabbi Yisrael Ben Rebbe Moshe Mordechai Lebracha Behatzlacha Bechol Maaseh Yedehem. And we are going to be learning about the Mitzvah Chodesh Zelachem Shraya Rosh Chodesh Beli Neder. Give a Shir Lechvod Rosh Chodesh. So for this Rosh Chodesh, we're going to be learning about the Mitzvah Chodesh Zelachem based on the wonderful Sefer Aleh Yaakov. The Torah says in Parashas Bo, V'yom Hashem Moshe V'alar Be'er Tzayim Le'emor HaChodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Ulechem L'Chodesh Hashana. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron and Mitzrayim, saying that this month should be for you the head of all months, the first of the months of the year, Rashi says, explaining Pashtis HaPasuk, Samar Chodesh Nisan, which is Rosh L'Seder Minyan HaChadash, in the first of the 12 months, is Nisan. And therefore Nisan is called Rishon, and Iyar is called Sheni, Sivan is called Shlishi, and so on and so forth. So the Medrash of the Pasuk, the Drash, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe, the Lavana, in its renewal. Amar lo, kashiyarech mischadesh, yelecha Rosh Chodesh. When the rech is mischadesh, when there's a new moon, this will be Rosh Chodesh, vadechsiv hazesh, and diskashe Moshe amora Lavana. Moshe Rabbeinu had trouble with this molad, veizashir teroah, teroah lekadesh, what amount it should be seen and fitting to be sanctified, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the moon in the sky, and he said, Kazere'e v'kadesh. Like this you should see and sanctify. Makar divrei Rashi, bein l'pshuto shel mikra, bein l'midrasho shel mikra, Zigmar Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin, Tan Rabbanan Be'echad Benisim Rosh HaChodesh L'chadashim, so that's Pashtis HaPasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe that Chodesh Nisan is going to be the first of the Seder Minyan HaChadashim. On the other hand, we have a Gemara in Menachos 29a, Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Shlosha Dvarim Hayukashim Lola Moshe Ad Sheher Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Betzbo Ve'elohim Enor Rosh Chodesh V'Shratzim Rosh Chodesh L'Siv HaChodesh Elohim Rosh Chodesh. And two things are difficult for Moshe, and then Hashem showed it to him with his finger Kaviyachal. And these are they, Menorah, Rosh Chodesh, Vishratzim. So one of them is Rosh Chodesh, as it says, Chodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodesh, and that's Midrasho. Moshe Rabbeinu had trouble with it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to him. Kazera Eva Kadesh, the Re'aim, Perish, Midrasho Shal Haikra, the Hotusiv Hazeh, Kamo Kazeh, Behind the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harol Moshe, Es Halavar. Yamalo Kazera Eva Kadesh. Vadachsiv Rosh Chodashim Beloshin Rabim. Shalotomer Davka Chodesh Zela Kol Chodesh VeChodesh Mechod Sheyashanek Shemischadish Yelecha Rosh Chodesh. So it says Hazeh that God showed it to him. Like this you should see and sanctify. And that it says Rosh Chodashim in a plural, that you shouldn't say that only this is Rosh Chodesh. Every month is Rosh Chodesh. This is the first of the months, but every month is Rosh Chodesh. We can add that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav says that even according to the Man D'Omer, that Adar, that Samuch L'Nisan, is always Chaser. Nevertheless, your Machal Shabbos to be made Arias Halavana, as the Gemara, since it's always Chaser, and even if Eidim don't come, your Makadesh, Minah Milos Eidim Makadshin Lai, why be Machal Shabbos? That's the Gemara, the Mitzvah Kadesh Al Ariyah. Rashi says, Al Pi Eidim L'Siv HaChodesh Zelachem Rosh Chadashim, Kazere Eve Kadesh. The Mitzvah Kadesh Al Pi Eidim, as it says, Achotash Zelachem Rosh Chodeshim, like this you should see and sanctify. It's Mashman Rashi in Dibor Maskel V'chein, and Rashi Ala Torah. It's Mashman Rashi in this Rashi Ala Re'iyah, and also in Rashi Ala Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Kazer Re'ei. In other words, it's not just a hechitimtzi to teach Moshe when is the Zman Chiddush HaLavana. Rather, there's also an amira to Moshe that there's a mitzvah to be mekadesh al pi ari'iyah, kazer e'i v'kadesh. So there's a special mitzvah to see the Levana, and therefore we're mekadesh, we're Yom Mechal Shabbos, even though we know where Rosh Chodesh is going to be, because Rishi mekadesh al pi hari'iyah. This lashon of Rashi, kazer e'i, is not brought in the Gemara Menachos that we quoted. The makor is in a mechilta parashas bo, there it says achodesh is elachem. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Moshe Heres Achodesh Lisrael Varmalem Kezeh Hayu Roim Vekovim Es Achodesh Ladoros. Rikiv Amar Ze Echad Mishlosh Dvarim Sheniskashe Ben Moshe Veroa Amakom Es Kulam Beetzba. So it says Achodesh Es Elachem. Rabbi Shmuel says that Moshe said, show the Chodesh to the Jewish people. Amar Hashem said to Moshe, show the Chodesh to the Jewish people. And he said to them, like this, you should see and kovea the chodesh ledaros, establish the new month for the generations. Rabbi Kiva says, this is one of the three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty with, and Hashem showed him with his finger, kiviyachal. So Rashi holds that Rabbi Akiva, who argues with Rabbi Ishmael, and it's not Moshe telling the Jewish people. According to Rabbi Ishmael, it's Moshe telling the Jewish people. And he said, this is what you should see and establish as the new month. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's Hashem speaking to Moshe. Nevertheless, v'zeh lo pligi. And this they're not arguing, that this amira, ha'isa kazera e'i v'kadesh. This amira was like this, you should see and sanctify. And what it means when it says see, is that it's a mitzvah l'adoros, the kadesh b'riyah. According to both of them, you have to see the new month, and our Kodesh Baruch Hu here, according to Rabbi Akiva, showed it to Moshe. And he was showing him the new moon, and like this you should sanctify l'adoros. You see that lashon of kazera'ei in this medrash. Kazera yuron v'kovim es ha'chodesh. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva agrees in principle that there's such a lashon of kazera'ei, but he just says that it was Hashem speaking to Moshe and showing him the new moon. So the pashtus of the pasuk of Achodesh is Elachem is that this should be the first of all months of the year, like it says in Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, that Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim. The Rashban Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, he says L'Chora Echad B'Nisan Had Echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim Lo Yadana L'Mai Hilchasa. That the first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for new months, I don't know what the Nafkamina LaHalacha is. And he says the Nafkamina is Leida HaChagim Shekasuv Ben Berishon B'Chodesh HaShlishi V'Chodesh HaShvi V'Chein L'Shar Sipurei Aksuvim Shekasuv Ben B'Chodesh HaSheni V'Chodesh HaSir V'Chayotzi Behem Ladas Emas Haya. So Nafkamina is that when the Torah tells us various holidays fall out in various months, we have to know what's the first month, the second month, the third month. So that's the nafkamina, to know that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah lachadash. And Biur Divrei HaRashba, that in the Torah it doesn't mention the months of the names of the months. It mentions the numbers of the months, and all of the names of the months that are brought in Megillas Esther only started after the Galus. So writes Tosis in Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin B'Shem Yerushalmi, and therefore there's a huge nafkamina. And that Rosh Nisan is Rosh, the first of Nisan is Rosh Chodesh L'Chadashim for all of the Moedim, to know when's the seventh month, when's going to be Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and other holidays. And so it's Mash, Mentar, Gim Yonos, and Ben Uziel, and the Pasuk HaChodesh Zelachem, Yarcha Adein Lachon L'Mikbe, Reish Yachayu, Minei Tishrin, L'Mimne, Chagaya, Vizmanaya, Vitkufosa, Kadmai, Hu Lachon, L'Minyan, Yarcha Shasa. So he says that this is the first month to know when to figure out, to know when the Chagim are. That this is Lemimne to count, Chagai v'zmanai, Chagim v'zmanim. You have to know Chagim v'zmanim l'sason, but you have to know when to have the sason. Kach kasev arit v'sham, Rosh Hashanah, and he added that even according to Rabbi Elazar, it says, B'tishrei nivra ha'olam, nevertheless, Zelo Evsher the Palak Shem Gavra the Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'chadashim. Everybody agrees with Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah L'chadashim. Frak the Ritva, why Be'emes Aliba the Rebbe Lazar? Why according to Rebbe Lazar that Tishrei Nivra Olam is Tishrei not Rosh Hashanah L'chadashim? For the very same reason that it's Rosh Hashanah L'shanim, because that's when the calendar started, should also be Rosh Chodesh L'Chadashim, where Tishrei should be the Rosh Hashanah for Tishrei should be the first of the months in the Torah. In other words, why isn't that? That'd be scary. There'd be an argument when the Torah says the first of the months. Is it Tishrei or is it Nisan? And it would be a machlokas when all of our holidays would fall out. But it doesn't come out that way. Everybody holds Rosh Hashanah, Nisan is the first of the months. And the question is, why? If Tishrei Nivra Olam, why isn't Tishrei the first of the months? So Zok the Ritva Zalashin. And Nachon B'zeh Ki B'vadai L'man D'yomer B'Tishrei Nivra Olam Tishrei Hu Rosh HaChadashim. Mashan or Omrim Denisan or Rosh Hachadashim Zelaminyan Atorah Uminyan Yisrael Shagazar Kadosh Baruch Hu Limnos Minisan Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Teida Shlomar Kasev Rishon Ulachat Sheyashana Ela Rishon Hulachem V'chein Amrim Mechilta Chodesh Zelachem Aval Omrim Lovan Adu Rishon Yonos Menuzil Tirgen B'yerech Ha'isanim B'chog V'yarcha da'atika Karla yarcha kadma V'hashta karla yarcha shviya Tirgum uladas Evelazar Demetishin evrolam V'huyar rishon l'chadashim Kodimat Torah. So to translate the Ritva, he says that B'vadai l'man de'amr B'tishrei nivra olam Tishrei is the first of the months. And that we say Nisan is, that's only l'minyan Torah, l'minyan Yisrael, that we are counting Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore the Torah doesn't say Rishon Hu L'chodesh Hashanah, it's the first of the months of the year, because it's not. It says Rishon Hu L'chem, for you, when you count, it's not really the first of the months of the year, but when you count, it should be Nisan. Really, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's Tishrei. And so too it says in the Mechilta, Chodesh Zeh L'chem, Avalo Manabu Adam Rishon, it says it's for you, but Adam Rishon didn't count Nisan as the first of the months. Yonas and Ben Uziel was Metargim, in Malachim Aleph Perek Ches B'Yerech HaYisanim B'Chag the first of the months, and now we call it the seventh of the months. Why? Because he was Metargim L'Daz V'Lazar, who says B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, and it's really the first of the months before Matan Torah. So Mevor B'Divrei HaRitva, that the reason Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim and it's Rishon L'Chodesh Hashanah is because that's when we left Egypt, and therefore Lo Ne'amar Parsha Zu Ad Zman Yetzias Mitzrayim, this parasha was not said until the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because really before that, Tishrei was Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim Kamol Hashanim. Aval Achar Sheyatzu MiMitzrayim, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim. V'hu Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. So really, Be'etzem Tishrei, according to Rabbi Elazar, is the first of the months, and we only start counting from Nisan, according to the Torah, because it's Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, like we have a lot of mitzvah Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. And this is one of them according to the Ritva. So, Yemirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we would like to discuss the Sheet of the Ramban. And we have an Abar Manel, a Sefer Ikrim. We have a lot of very, very fascinating material to cover. So I invite all of my sweetest and most beloved friends to tune in next time. And hopefully we'll be Zocha to continue. and we should see in the flows mitaras Hashem, simcha b'tuv lev of meirov kol. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.